Tonight's Shir Simin Reish Samach Gimel Seif Vav through Seif Yud. Seif Vav. Bachurim haholchim lilmoid chutz lebeisam. So we usually translate Bachurim as young single men. Mishnah Berurah says this refers to married men who go off to learn away from home. Tzrichim lehadik ner Shabbos bechedrum levarach alav. They need to light a Ner Shabbos in their rooms and make a bracha. Now, it's true for single bachurim too. But the word bachurim is not to exclude avreichim. It's not to exclude married men. Single, married, men who go off to learn out of the house, they need to light Ner Shabbos in their rooms with a bracha. Avol mishehu etzel ishto, but if someone is with his wife, ein sorach lahadik b'chedro levarach alav, he will not have to light in his room and make a bracha on it. So Mishnah Berurah say, it doesn't mean he doesn't light. He does light. He just doesn't make a bracha on it. Because his wife says the bracha for him. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Katan chav ches bachurim hainu sheyesh lehem noshim. These Talmidim who are learning have wives. El shalhoch and chutz lebeisim, but they go away from the home to learn. V'av sheyishtum alekes beveso, and even though his wife is lighting for him at home, Eino nifta bevirchas yishto, he's not covered by the bracha of his wife, kiman sheyesh lo chedem yuchad b'makom shemisarech sham, since he has his own room in the place where he's staying as a guest. V'kol shkenim eino nasui, and certainly if he's single, the mechuyav lahalik, that he's obligated to light. Sifkan chavtes bechedrom, they will light in their room, afilu hachedem yuchad rak lolon sham, even though this room is designated only for sleeping, like a dormitory room, for oichlim b'bayis acher, and they eat somewhere else in the dining room, separate. Sifkan lamed ulavarich alav, they light in their room and they make a bracha. Tadlokis ner choiva mishum shlom bayis shleikoshel be'etz or be'evin. The requirement to light neros Shabbos is because of shlom bayis. They shouldn't stumble over pieces of wood or stone. V'tzarach lios haneros arukim sheyidluku ad sheyavol be'sam b'layla. The candles should be long enough that they'll still be burning when they return back to their rooms at night. If not, then the bracha is an unnecessary bracha. It's a bracha latola. Val hayaridim, when you have the big trade shows and people come from all over to convene on a certain place for a trade fair, so you can have a lot of balabatim sharing one room. And the owner of the inn, the host, is not there with them. So all these businessmen who come for the trade show, they each have an obligation to light with a bracha. Even if their wives are lighting back at home. The same way the bachrim, same way the avreichim, have to light with a bracha when they're away from home. Okay, therefore, yishtatfu kulam, what they should do is, they should all partner up, v'yadik echad, one will light, v'yivarech, and make the bracha, v'yichav nahotzi kulam b'virchaso, and have in mind, to motzi all the rest with his bracha. V'gam heim, yichav nletzeis b'virchaso, and they should also have in mind, to be yosed with his bracha. V'im habal habayis, gam kein imam b'chedrum, and if the host is there in the same room, must be a big room, and the host is there too, the host is going to light, and they do not have to partner up with him with money, because since their wives are lighting for them at home. As we'll see in Siv Zayin. If someone is with his wife, then he doesn't have to light in his room and make a brach on it. Light he has to light. He's going to have to light. Afilu eino oichasham, even if he does not eat in the room. K'deishli kashel be'etza be'evin, to make sure not to trip over a stone or a piece of wood. So the only issue is, does he make a bracha or not? So he's not going to make a bracha if his wife's making the bracha for him. So if he's with his wife, her bracha covers it, the bracha, and if he's not, he has to make his own bracha. So when it comes to bracha in yeshiva, there's a whole discussion. There's going to be candles lit in the cheder oichel, in the dining room there'll be candles lit. What about the dormitory room? There has to be something lit there too. Whether it's electric light is good enough. If it's electric light, so we're not going to make them light a candle, and probably the yeshiva doesn't want them to light candles in the dormitory room, but there has to be light. There has to be light And the shayla is if the light's, let's say it's coming from the hallway, is that good enough? So that's the discussion. Does the light have to be in the room? Or if there's light coming from the hallway, that's good enough to see what's going on in the room. But there has to be some light. If it's pitch black, then they're going to have to light something, either a lamp or a candle or something, because this halacha that requires them to have light where they're sleeping also, they shouldn't bump into things. Se'iv Zayin. Oreach she'ein lo ched meyuchad. If there's a guest who does not have his own room, v'gam ein madlikin ala beveso, there's no one lighting for him at home, tzarech lehishtatef bepruta, he would have to participate with the host's lighting by giving a coin and joining in with their licht. Mishtabura sefkar la beis she'ein lo ched meyuchad, does not have his own designated room. Ha'im ha'yeh lo ched meyuchad, because if he did have his own designated room, tzarech lahadlik ulevarech, then he would light with a bracha. Afilu im adlikin lo beveso, even though they're lighting for him at home, v'chenal b'sifav, like you said, in sifav. So if he has his own room, he will light in his room with a bracha. So he doesn't have his own room. Sifkan lamegim lehishtatev. So then he will participate with the balabos. Ubreishim et tafresh ayin zayin hevi magen avram b'shem tshuvas rishal. In the Hilchas Chanukah, in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Magen Avraham quotes a tshuva from Rashal. The Gam HaBachurim Tzvichin Lishtatef. The Baruchim also need to give a coin to join in. Umasik Shom, he concludes there. The Asher Dahan Davka Kesha Urchel B'fnei Atzmo. Perhaps that's only if they eat alone. Al Samach Al Shuchon Bal HaBayis. But if he is supported by this Balabas where he's staying and he eats by that Balabas, Hayu B'chal B'nei Beis, he becomes a Ben Bayis. Ayin Shom, look over there. So there comes a point where a border is going to be included in the balabos's lighting without giving any coins. Sifkar lamadal bepruta, v'hu adin im habalabayis makna lo chelik b'ner shlo matana. If the balabos wants, the same halacha is true, it's good enough, if he gives him a share of the candle or the lamp as a gift, without taking any money. Kosha kasav l'kaman b'sim tafesh ayin zayin l'inyin ner chanukah, like we say later on in tafesh ayin zayin, regarding ner chanukah. So one way to do it is to give a coin. Another way is for the balabas to say, here, pick it up, and you have a kinyan in it. He doesn't have to actually give him any money. Se'if ches. Shnayim o shlosha balibatim oichlim b'mokim echad. We have two or three balibatim eating in one place. Yesh oimim, some say, shkol echad mevarach al menorah shelo, that each one says a brach on his own lamp. V'yesh megam kemedover. Others question this and say, why are they all making brachas? V'nachin li zoher b'sveg brachas v'lo yivarach ala echad. So it's proper to be careful when it's a question about a bracha, that only one should make a bracha, not all of them. The Amos says, avol onu ein nohagni. That's not our meaning. Our meaning is that everyone makes their own bracha. Mr. Bursav Kar Lamed, hey. It's called echad mevarach. Each one lights. The komad mitosef oiro, the logic is, the more light that there is, yeshpa shalom bayis v'simcha yisera. That creates more shalom bayis and more simcha. Lahanas ora b'chol zavius v'zavius. There's more light. There's more candle power in each of the corners of the room, so it warrants a separate bracha. Because the basic question is, what are you gaining by lighting a second and third time? Sifkar lamavav yesh megamgen. So there are those who question. Time of their question is based on the belav hachi yesh avari meruba miner shehidik harishon. The first one lit, it gets plenty of light. What are you adding by lighting again? So the first shita holds, no. Everyone who lights more is moisif more simcha. It's moisif more shalom bayis. The second one says, if there's enough light from the first one, then you're not doing anything and no one else should make a bracha. So the Mechaber says, some brachas don't make more brachas, just the first person should make the bracha, and that's it. The Ramah says, Sefkar Lama Zayin, Ein Noach, and Kin, that's not our meaning. Elekidei HaRishayin, we hold it the first view. V'kazah Magen Avram B'Shem HaShlo. Magen Avram writes the name of Shlo. Dimekomokam lo yivarach ushnai b'menorah achas. But if two people are going to be lighting in the same room, they shouldn't be lighting on the same candelabra. Sheyesh lo kanim harbe, with many rods or many hands coming out of it. The yesh mekilin gam bezeh. Others are lenient even in such a case. So you have a candelabra with many arms coming out. So one person lights on two, another person lights on another two. They say it's fine. The kaze pimegodim the yesh lismoch al zeh ben nashim aniyos. Pimegodim says we can rely on the lenient view when you have poor women. She'ein lehem ki menorah achas, they have one menorah and they share. Sifkar lamaches kein. Tamar says that's not our minig. We make everyone will make a bracha. If one of these balabatim has his own room, even though he doesn't eat in that room, and he doesn't eat anything there, the kolyam yochel v'arasham. Everyone agrees he can make the bracha there. The chenal b'sifav, like we said before in sif vav. Based on the Ramah, we allow making a bracha on candles, even though the room is illuminated by electric lights. Because the person says, what are you doing? There's electric lights. There's plenty of shalom bayis. No one's tripping on anything. So what do you gain by lighting the Shabbos candles? So someone wanted to say the electric should be off, and then she should light the candles in the dark and light it through with her candles, and then someone else turned the electric lights. But Lamaisa, we hold, like the Ramah, that all the additional light gives more simcha and more hanoah. And even though you say, I can't even tell the difference, but you can. There's a certain ambiance that comes with Shabbos candles, and it's an extra simcha yaser. Se'iv tes. Hamalikin bezavios habayis v'oichlin b'chatzer. If a person lights in the house in a corner, but they're not eating there, they're eating outside in the on the deck, in the yard. Im ein haner zarukos shadolkos et halayla. If the candles aren't long to burn into the night, they're making Shabbos early and they're eating outside on the deck. It's still daytime. So the Mechaber says, better make sure those candles burn into the nighttime. Mishtabur sifkar lametes v'oichlam v'chulam. Ayna kamans of simen reish ayin gimel magen avram sifkar lametes v'av. Look later in reish ayin gimel magen avram. Dein mutter le'achol b'chotzer v'akdavka v'mitztar har b'veso. It's inappropriate to eat outside unless you're very uncomfortable indoors. Mishum zavuv m'kiyotzi, maybe there's bugs or flies inside the house. Halav hachi, because if not, tzorich lechol davka, but come there. You're supposed to eat where the nair is. V'ayim mishtabur, mashu kasav l'sham, look there in the mishtabur, what he wrote over there. Sefgad mem b'chotzer. Mash, my implication is, dim oichel v'bayis, if you would be eating in the house, af she'en delekes et halayla, even if the candles would not burn until nighttime, sagi, that's okay. V'lahad b'ruch l'atol, s'na b'ruch l'atol. Sha'af she'dayim yom, even though it's still daytime, there's still a joy and pleasure when he's eating and the candles are burning there. But the best mitzvah is really to have the candles long enough to burn into nighttime. Even though he tends to eat earlier, because what's the other reason for the candles? That you shouldn't trip in the dark. So if you're eating your meal before it's dark, so yes, you have the candlelights when you're eating. But ultimately, we don't want you to trip after the meal either. I mean, most people just went straight to bed when you couldn't see the electricity. But Lamais, that's the idea of having the lights. It should continue to burn into the night, so you'll see where you're going in the house. So if the candles don't burn into the night, it's a baruch latola. Shekeim v'cheniyoch alasos shum tashvish etzlon kishechozer achach lebeisa balayla. This fellow ate outside. So when he goes back into the house at night, he can't do anything with his candles because the candles went out already. There's nothing to stop him from tripping on a stone, from tripping on a piece of wood. So he can't do anything in his house. So you don't have the shalom bayis. So Mamela, what was the bracha? The bracha was that you should be able to do things in the house. You can't do anything in the house. So it's a bracha atol. Now, if when he lit in the house, it was a little dark in the house, and they were able to do something with the candlelight in preparation for the meal, which was outside, we won't say it's usur, even though it doesn't burn into the night, even though he eats outside, because he did use the light. She did use the light to help her with her preparations. If you didn't get any benefit from the light at all, that's when we say, what was the bracha for? But if you got some benefit, even if the benefit was during daytime, that would be sufficient. Se'if Yud. Lebal halachos gedolos. According to the Bahag, kivan shehidlik ner shel Shabbos, as soon as the Shabbos candles are lit, chal alav Shabbos v'nesa b'melacha. So Shabbos takes effect, can't do any melacha. V'al pizeh, based on this, no hagos ketzas nashim, some women have a practice, after they said the bracha and lit the candles, Mashlichus le'eretz ha'psilo shebiyadon shelikuba. They will let go of the wick or the match they were using to light the candles and just drop it to the ground. Ve'ein mechabos, so they won't put it out. Because since they're mechabos Shabbos with the hadloka, so they can't put out the match anymore. They just put it down, let it burn out. Ve'yesh, others say, she'masne koidim she'madlika she'ein mechabel Shabbos, if she makes a condition before she lights that she's not mechabos Shabbos, at Shiyoma Hachazan Baruch, until the Chaz says Baruch, meaning until all the men of Makabal Shabbos, not Makabal till then, Mo'il, such a condition helps. The Yesh, or others say, She'ena Mo'la, no, it will not help for her. So that's also part of the issue. If you make a Tanai, you can put out the match. If you don't make a Tanai, you can't put out the match. Some say, even with the Tanai, you can't put out the match. The Yesh Cholk and Abah Halach's Gedos, now others argue in the Habahag, the Armin, they say, She'en Kabal Shabbos Toi, but look, in there. Kabbal Shabbos doesn't depend on lighting the candle. Elabit Tfilas Arvitz, it depends on Davi Marv. Shekeir Shomer Chazan Baruch, I call Porashim Malach, and as soon as the Chazan says Baruch, everyone stops doing Malacha. Well, the Yadar, according to us, Kivin Sheschilu Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos, as soon as you begin Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos, Havi Ke Baruch Hu, it's the equivalent of their Baruch. The Ramah says, V'haminig, She'osa Yisho HaMadlekes, Mekebel HaShabbos B'Hadlaka. We hold that when a woman lights candles, she's accepting Shabbos when she lights. Unless she made a condition in advance. And even a condition that she has in mind without speaking out is good enough. But as far as the rest of the family, they're not bound by her hadlaka. They can continue to do malacha until baruchu. Now the main hadlaka that we're talking about are the candles that are lit by the table. It's not referring to the other lights in the house. And the nero should be in their location when they are lit. They shouldn't be lit in one place and then moved to another location. The Mishnebura doesn't comment on the Mechaber. He goes straight to the Ramah. The minig is that when a lady lights candles, she's Mechaber Shabbos. If a man lights, even when he says a bracha on the lighting, there is no such minik. And he can still do malacha. A man can light Shabbos candles and still drive to shul. This is still a good thing to make a condition, but I don't think too many men are making the condition. It's partially not makabel Shabbos, the halakha. The women are makabel Shabbos when they light. So she should have mincha before she lights. To hold kibbutz Shabbos, because once she's mekabel Shabbos, she'll be efshel hispal tefila shelcha. She can no longer daven weekday davening. Ubishein shehus lezev, there isn't enough time. Yosef tov she tespal arvishtein better she should miss mincha and daven twice mariv. Ukel kamon b'sif tesvav, like we'll say it's sif tesvav. Milichnas chas v'shom b'sfichel Shabbos, rather than enter chas v'shom to savichel Shabbos by delaying her lighting by davening first. Look back in the Reis Nachbeis of Ganyan Aleph. Mr. Boer again reminds us what he wrote, that if a woman's running late, let her husband light the candle, so she shouldn't light at all. Better than enter Chil Shabbos. So when she didn't daven Mincha yet, better she should skip Mincha and light candles on time, and she'll have to daven Tashlum from Marv, than to daven Mincha and run into Savi Chil Shabbos. Now the notes point out that many poskim will say that rather than make tashlumim, she can make the tanai that should not be mekabel Shabbos to allow her to daven mincha. She'll light in the right time, even if she didn't daven mincha yet, and she'll make her tanai, and through the tanai she'll be able to daven mincha after. It's not to do other malachas, but at least to daven mincha. Now, the notes in the back being over here, when the Ramah says our meaning is that women are mekabel Shabbos but had loka, the Bahag, the Pashtus, is talking about a lady who says the bracha first and lights second. And then, once she lit, she puts down the match not to put it out. Because now she's Mekabel Shabbos when she lit. So rather than put out the candle that she lit with, just puts it down, burns out. The notes being, what about our minig? We make the bracha after Hadlaka. Hadlaka first, bracha second. So the notes quote the Aruch HaShulchan, that women are not Mekabel Shabbos, Ella Acher HaBracha. They're not Mekabel Shabbos, they said the Bracha. Well, the Fikach, therefore, they can extinguish the match after they lit, before the Bracha. V'chein das, ha'garo shalom zalman. He brings shalom zalman or barachah that way. Rav Vosner writes differently. The minhag, he says, is that women should not extinguish the flame after hadlaka, even though she didn't make the bracha yet. And he says also, even if you want to say it's not Kabbalah Shabbos to the bracha, it's going to be a hefsek between the hadlaka and the bracha. So he says not to put it out. So this way he brings two days. Do we say that this concern of the bahag was only because she said the bracha first and then lit, so now don't put out the candle? Or does it apply even to our minig where we say the bracha second, that as soon as she lights, she should put down the candle? So the question is the hadlaka the ikar or the bracha? The Lashon Rama is, Makabelis Shabbos b'hadlaka. It doesn't say with the bracha, it's with the hadlaka. So this is the din. Our Chashuva says, no, shemekal with the bracha. So this is the din, shemekal with the bracha, with the hadlaka. So many women will put out the candle after it's like the Aruch HaShulchan. Shlomo Zalman says fine, but the Maaseh, there's another view. Se'if katan mem dalet, she'tas netechila, she can make a tenai. She can make a tenai that she's not being mekabel. Ve'ein lahasas ki letzerch, this condition is only in a case of need. Me'achar she'shchokin, because others disagree. Ve'seven d'lo mehaitrai, they hold the tenai doesn't even help, b'chanal, because they're before. So not everyone says this tenai helps. That's why we only use it sparingly. Sefkad memhei, ve'ikar ha'loka v'chulu. The Amor goes on to say the main hadlaka is the hadlaka by the table. Har di yivarech aleihem. The bracha should be said on the candles by the table. V'lo al sharnes, not on the other lamps. L'fisha ikar ha-mitzvah l'chadchila hein ha-neros sh'oichon l'oimen. The main mitzvah l'chadchila is the neros that we eat with. V'ro'ui sh'tehe ha-broch aleihem. So it is appropriate that the bracha should be on those candles. V'afilu al ner echad sagi, even if it's just one candle or one lamp. Miu, however, if there are many women lighting, they each don't have their own table, so they can make the brachas on other rooms of the house that need licht. Some will light the lamp hanging in the center of the house to give light in the parlor, whatever that was. They're similar to that. The klala naktinan. The rule we take is the bechol mokam shemadli kedilasos from ezat tashmish. If you're lighting in a place where you're going to use that light for something, ikim shem shalom bayis, there is an element of shalom bayis v'roi levarach, and it's appropriate to make a bracha. The best place is where you're eating, but if that's taken, so light somewhere else. Now a lot of people just light, make all the women light where they're eating, but others will separate it out. You know, you light here, you light there, and we try to spread it a little bit. And that's a little more l'chadchila. But again, if safety is an issue, then let them light altogether. Sevka memvav, haneros shebabayis. You don't make a bracha on the other neros. Hainu bal habayis, sheyochel ahad, dekal ha-shulchan l'varach alof. When you talk about the bal boss can light on the table. Make the bracha there. Al ba'orech, but a guest, em yesho chedem yuchol la'atzmo, if he has his own room, afilu einu oichel shom, either he's not eating in that room, Malik Sham Nam Varchalov, that's where he should light, and make a bracha, v'chanal v'sifav, v'chanal v'sifav. Sifka mem zayin, v'tzarech v'chulu. The candles should be lit where they will stay. Hayno afilam yasna b'feirish. Even if you explicitly say, she'en v'kabal Shabbos, that she'en yas al-makomam, not v'kabal Shabbos, till I move the candles to their spot, you shouldn't move them. Sifka mem ches, v'lo v'chulu. Not to light one place and move to another place. Hayno she'os l'hadik makom, she'en ishtam shen bo. It's wrong, it's forbidden to light in a place where you don't use that area and then move the lamp to a place where you're going to use. Because the mitzvah is in the lighting. And if you light in a place where you're not going to use that space, that's not a makom chiyuv, there's no obligation there. So lighting there didn't help at all. Even though it's brought afterwards to a place where you will be using it. You have to put out the lights for lachs lahadik and light again. But let's say you did light in the house in a place that's going to be used. Then the candles can be moved to another spot that you're going to use. The kalabayis have a koman because the whole house is its place. Now, I don't think the woman who lit is doing the moving. because she's Mekal Shabbos, but somebody else will move them. But if they're both in a place that is Chiyuvdik, then she was Yotzer her mitzvah. V'hav levush, machmer af b'zeh. The levush was strict even in that case. But in case of need, one could be lenient. When the women light candles for Yontif on Sukkot in the Sukkah, then they take them out and bring them into the house. It's not right. If you light in the Sukkah, it should stay in the Sukkah. Now, someone will say, if you light many lights in the Sukkah, you can leave the original ones and move the rest into the house. But if you're lighting, if this lady is eating in the house, and she wants to lie in the house, in the sukkah, you're supposed to lie in the sukkah, then it stays in the sukkah. If you lie in the sukkah, keep it in the sukkah. You don't lie in the sukkah, then move it out of the sukkah afterwards.